from newstalkzb.co.nz. It's Andrew Dickens.
Megan Singleton, good morning to you.
Good morning, Andrew.
And today you are joining us from the Philippines. What are you doing there?
I know. I got over to the Philippines. Do you know, I have to say, last year I think the highlight destination for me was Mexico. Hadn't been before, a little bit off the Kiwi radar. And I'm going to peg the Philippines as this year's destination that's off the Kiwi radar, but really quite doable, only an hour and a half from Hong Kong.
All right, so why are you there and what are you doing?
Well, I'm here for a conference, so I was invited by the Philippine Tourism Board to come over and speak at a conference that they're running for travel and industry meetings and incentives, they call them the MICE market. And so I spoke to 450 people yesterday about using websites and social media to kind of change the perception around the typhoon. And so that was fantastic. So today I get to go out and explore this little area called Clark, which is north of Manila, and it's the old U.S. Air Force military base. Quite fascinating. Got a little history out here.
Yes, now it's got a very, very long runway, hasn't it?
Yeah, well, the airport, I'm going to have lunch there today. So the airport runway strip is over 3.5 kilometres long, and that was so that it can land the space shuttle if required. So hopefully that won't happen. Actually, I hope that does happen today. That would be awesome. But I think it's just going to be lunch and learning about how they're going to transform this airport into something, you know, that they can use, because Manila is completely congested. But on the way here, I have to tell you about this amazing project that we stopped at. We visited the GK Enchanted Farm. It stands for Gawad Kalinga, which means to give back. And it started in one of the most dangerous slums in Manila, and it's now on 34 hectares of land out in the Wop-Wop. And it's all about encouraging social entrepreneurship. So we went out there and we met the people who have been studying to grow their businesses here. We met the Duck Man. I love his title. And he, for 3.5 years, has been researching and raising ducks here in the Philippines. He wants to turn this industry around. It's 0.2% or something of the poultry industry, and they want to raise organic ducks and sell the eggs and sell them around the world. We met the woman making water buffalo milk and cheese, which is selling out. It's just an amazing facility with interns coming from all over the world as part of their business degrees to help them, really change education and poverty and everything here in the Philippines. It's amazing.
And is the accommodation good in these what places? And is it expensive or is it very reasonable?
Yeah, well, I stayed in the Diamond Hotel in Manila, which was absolutely beautiful. I'm now at the Holiday Inn in Clark. I mean, you know, bless it. It's the Holiday Inn has had a big international global makeover, but I don't think they got quite here yet. Everything actually is really, really cheap, though. I mean, I changed the money because I wanted to buy some things at this farm and support them. And I'm finding it difficult to spend very much money at all, like even on a drink, you know. So it's quite good, really. I like it.
Sounds fantastic. Look forward to hearing even more next week. The Philippines, that sounds exotic. The beaches sound amazing. And, of course, it's just an eye-opener. Megan Singleton, all the best, and thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Andrew. Bye-bye.